This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to increase production of the country's nuclear warheads exponentially. That's according to state media Sunday, reporting that Kim called for drastically boosting the country's military power to protect its national interest as the U.S. and its allies apply more military presence and pressure on North Korea. The official Korean Central News Agency cited Kim as saying that North Korea is compelled to boost the production of nuclear warheads exponentially to mass-produce tactical nuclear weapons. It said Kim has also ordered the manufacturing of a new type of intercontinental ballistic missile with a swift retaliatory attack capability. Kim also reportedly said North Korea will launch its first military spy satellite in the near future. Officials say at least one person has been killed, 14 others hospitalized, as multiple blasts rock Kyiv. But some Ukrainians defied the danger to return to the country Saturday to reunite with families for the holiday. Ukrainian officials claim Russia is deliberately targeting civilians and seeking to create a climate to fear and to see out of a grim 2020 and usher in a bloody new year. Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, who will forever be remembered as the first pontiff in 600 years to resign, has died. The Vatican says he was died at the age of 95 Saturday. AP Vatican correspondent Nicole Winfield reports on the tributes being offered for Pope Benedict XVI.
The reaction has been pouring in from around the world. Heads of state, religious leaders, Catholics, other faith leaders, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the American Jewish community.
And that is AP's Nicole Winfield. This is VOA News. In reviewing the events of 2022, UN Chief Antonio Guterres considered the difficulties of the heartbreak in the past year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
He says conflicts can end and peace can be assured through dialogue. He says a more sustainable world can be achieved by making peace with nature and climate. He appeals for peace in the home so women and girls can live in dignity and safety. Guterres says peace on the streets and communities, peace in places of worship, and freedom from hate speech and abuse online depend upon the full protection of human rights. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, echoes those sentiments. He says the shape of the new year will be determined by the individual and collective actions people take. His hope for the next year, he says, is for people to lead their lives with kindness, empathy, unity, and protection of human rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping says his country is on the right side of history. In a New Year's address that comes as questions swirled over his government's handling of COVID-19 and economic and political challenges. Xi this year was given a third five-year term as head of the almost 97 million member Communist Party, yet recent weeks have also seen short-lived street protests against his government, first in three decades, which were met with a massive show of force. Xi's Saturday speech follows a stunning U-turn on China's hardline COVID-19 containment policy that has sparked a massive surge in infections. In the U.S., the new year brings in another chance to become filthy rich with a huge Mega Millions jackpot. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
For those hoping to ring in the new year as the newest multimillionaire, it's not happening. There was no first prize winner for Friday night's estimated $685 million jackpot. That means Tuesday's prize has grown to over $785 million. If you win and take the cash option, that would be about $395 million. Friday's numbers were 1, 3, 6, 44, 51, and the gold mega ball was 7. There have been 22 weeks now without a grand prize winner. The odds of winning are only 1 in 302 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Growing numbers of migrants have been suffering violence that amounts to torture on their journeys. Doctors, social workers, clergy, and shelter directors say they're arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border in desperate need of trauma-informed medical and mental health treatment.